Everybody tells you to post personal stories to get clients, or at least just involve them in your marketing. But the question is, how do you actually do that? What personal stories do you post without being cringe? So in this episode, that is exactly what we're covering, but we're not just gonna talk about doing it. We're gonna give you three stories that have booked calls for us and our business and actually generated clients. So let's dive into it. All right. Personal stories, man.
The bane of everyone's existence.
Don't you love talking about your personal life on LinkedIn?
I hate it. I never do
it. Incredible.
I never do it. We're going to talk about this, and I'm going to be a little bit of a hypocrite because I don't do it often. This is way more your bag, baby.
You're not a top of funnel guy, dude. You're an educator. You're a mid funnel. You're a mindset switcher.
That's the personal stuff I don't really specialize in, but I like to joke around.
You're right. That is your top, which we covered last episode.
So that's about as top of funnel as I get, really.
So, okay. So four personal stories, not four the number, but when you're creating them, we're going to get to three actual ones that you can just copy and use that book calls.
Yeah.
But the thing here is not trying to be likable, but being relatable. Mm-hmm. So listen, if you went through a bankruptcy, it's not like once a week you have to post about your bankruptcy, you know, like
that's so depressing.
I know, like, but that's like some of them are really depressing.
Yeah,
like,
you just have to relive it because that's your marketing.
Yeah. So like, oh my God, like, and like I was in a, you know, or like my friend Tony Albrecht, the great, I think is Yoda of LinkedIn lawyering. Is his tagline.
Wow, at least it's catchy and
right?
Zippy.
And you can say it five times fast. But he like went to some, like he was like in another foreign country and like got so messed up that he ended up in like a prison in a foreign country.
Oh, locked up abroad.
Locked up abroad, but like he'll bring it back like once a month and like he has no problem telling that, right? But what we're saying, that's why this is hard, because like, okay, Tony might have that story and he's comfortable telling it, but you could have an equally brutal personal story, but you don't feel comfortable telling it. So it's like, what do you actually say then?
Yeah, what do you share with people?
What do you share with people?
Yeah.
Is like the question. How do you actually do it? So
yeah.
We're going to get into it. We'll get into a few real quick. That's a couple of reasons why people avoid this. But yeah, fear in general, fear of being cringe, fear of sharing. Same reason why people don't create content.
Yeah.
It's either fear or perfectionism. Those are not the same thing. The fear thing is anxiety, because all anxiety is based in fear. And the other thing is perfectionism, which is just procrastination.
Yeah.
So the reason why you're not using personal stories in your marketing is the same reason you're not marketing in general. It's just fear, procrastination, perfectionism, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, it needs to look a certain way before I release it, and then it kind of never arrives.
So you ready for the first personal story?
Yes.
This is my partner, my wife, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, my soulmate.
Yeah.
Helped me. I wouldn't be here without them.
I see these ones a lot.
This is everywhere.
Yeah.
This is a very Instagram-esque one, though.
Yeah. Right? Check out my wife.
Here, check out my wife. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's take it how you want to take it. Think about the person you're with. Mm-hmm. Think about how they helped you get to where you are. It's not that complicated.
That's pretty much it.
I mean, I don't know if there's no magic key or secret here. Like,
I think it's really, it's
doing it's going to be the hardest part. Everybody listening to this is going to nod their head, but like, okay, I'll give you mine, right? Mine is like, for example, like the one thing that I always do is think of, like, for buying a house. Mm-hmm. I tell Vicky that we're going to buy a house. She goes, okay. A year goes by. She expects that we're going to buy a house because I said that. That's a flaw that I have. Like with Podcast Principles, how many things have I told you we're going to do?
Oh yeah, no, I have a bad habit of doing that too.
And we are able to do about 3% of them.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
So the benefit of for her, like when I say these things, like she actually goes like, "Hey, can we just like appreciate what we have right now? Like we didn't have our own apartment; we were commuting 2 hours to each other's houses at our parents' houses.
Oh God!
With like sometimes her mom was sick. You know, my parents got divorced at this time. Like, mm-hmm. and it was a lot for us, and we didn't have a place to live that was our own. Like now we do. We're recording here right now.
Yeah. You know?
And so anyway, that just got pretty personal pretty quick. But that's it. Like, that is a literally, I'm doing it right now. I'm doing the personal story of my girlfriend, you know, who will be my fiance, who will be my wife down the line. Like, that is the personal story, you know, and it's just true. I don't have to make anything up. I think a lot of people with these personal stories, they think they have to like create what would you call it?
Something like a story that's like big, line. Something that's like really big and really,
it's just reality, dude.
Yeah.
You guys did it too. You guys moved in together really fast, you know? And so cool. There's, that could be your version, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody, or maybe your high school sweethearts, my friend Mondo, he's been with his girlfriend since high school. He knew, right? Okay, that's his version. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got their version. Not saying you have to bring your partner into it, but you can just, it's an easy story.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think really the key to it is biting the bullet and being comfortable with, there is going to mm-hmm. always be an element of people that are like, I don't give a shit about this. I'm one of those people where I'll see somebody post about like, my kid is going to seventh grade today, and boy, does time fly fast. Super don't care. Super don't care. Also, you reminded me that time is slipping out of my fingers, and that's made me upset. So I'm like mad. I'm annoyed.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
That's going to exist. 100%. But as part of the sort of content diet, there is, in terms of top of funnel, it is better to not joke about everything and never have any sort of personal side to you, like me, where like even my own girlfriend can't have conversations with, because I'm doing bits. I don't want to talk. I don't want to deal in reality sometimes.
Yep. You know? Yep.
So I think it's really good to get all of that lizard brain stuff out of the way of like, this is what's important to me. This is what I've got going on. And even though there is a contingent of people that are going to be rolling their eyes at it and saying, super, who cares? That's part of the, it's an unavoidable part of the experience. And on LinkedIn, you're not gonna hear about it. Like, you just are not.
You're not gonna get,
I'm so
hate.
Comfortable saying
not
that
gonna get
now.
The hate. Yeah.
There's no hate. There's no hate. And people need to catch up with what the word hate means. Okay. Like on the internet, like internet hate, right? Or like, you know, haters or trolling. It doesn't exist on LinkedIn. Unless you're like when there was like the Ukraine war thing, like if you go to some bigger pages that talk about whatever, but that's not LinkedIn.
No.
That's like a Facebook part of LinkedIn, right?
Nobody is going to hate on the fact that you...
All the stuff that the people that were talked to, you know, that like are coaches that are talking about, I'm an accountant and I talk about this, or I'm a realtor, right? And I talk about like, you know, like owning like a, you know, a family house or whatever. Hate does not exist in those circles.
There's
at
an
all.
Like, here's our. Doesn't. Do you want the proof that there's no hate on LinkedIn? They created an entire subreddit to hate.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's such a great point. LinkedIn lunatics.
LinkedIn lunatics. Yeah. So LinkedIn is so nice. Even the haters go on a different platform.
They have to go. Yeah, they have to go to another.
They go,
place.
We'll let you guys
and grab binoculars and then.
Whereas TikTok will. Don't even venture into that.
Yeah, like, and we had...
Like, that's full comments on paragraphs,
and
right?
We had a client that we did TikTok posting for, just posting random clips, and the comments that you would get are just... It was just you just annoyed someone or something.
I think there was one issue with the panda.
You
go, I'm pretty sure this is not a person. Like, even, you know? Like, it's, you start to get into that territory.
For stuff like that, it's definitely...
Anyway, I'm going to give you the easy version of the life partner one is the business partner one, right? How many posts do I have where I'm like, me and you, and it's a picture of me and you and Mustafa.
And that's easily exploitable.
One of our clients, Yuri or whatever, and we go, yeah, we were friends, we were rapping, you know, used to pick me up before I even drove, like, and look at us now. Like, that's an easy one. Use that one. That's fine. Before I get to the next one, which is, this is one that I used to use a lot more.
Yeah.
Which is, I used to be a insert job title. I used to be a mechanic. Uh-huh. I used to be a basketball referee.
Or old corporate. That's another one.
Old corporate is the standard.
I used to work for a corporate company.
I used to work for Dell.
I used to have health insurance. Yeah. It's like, wow.
Wow, you know? Dude. Now I can't skateboard, you know what I'm saying? But no, like, dude, that's really, I can't snowboard, I can't ski, I can't skateboard, I can't play basketball.
But that's the common one on LinkedIn is I used to do a 9-to-5, I used to have a corporate thing, at least what I see, and they're like, now, and that's the cliche you'll see now, is now I live in Bali.
Yeah.
And I do my work.
Well, I'm a digital nomad. Yeah. Yeah. And listen, your juxtaposition doesn't have to be ayahuasca trip to living in Costa Rica to, you know, developing a real estate business. I literally, my friend Matt literally did all those three things, and that's what he does. But it doesn't have to be that drastic of a change.
Yeah.
But it could just simply be like, yeah, I was in construction for 15 years, or I worked in nonprofits, and while I gave back and that was my core fundamental belief, it just didn't allow me to, you know, do the work that I truly want to do, which is what I do now. So just take any of those as templates. It's really not that. That one's a way easier one, I think.
Yeah.
You can put that in ChatGPT easily.
Yeah.
Is that one?
Yeah. And it's just, look, you're just giving people more information about who you are. And I think, you know, again, all this stuff is a little bit eye-rolly, but people do like to hear about, like, where you used to be.
Well, let me just go on a quick tangent. Marketing is marketing. Marketing is not your life. Marketing is a version of your life that you use to get people to be attracted to you so they buy things.
Yes.
That's why things are cringe. That's why it's unnatural. Marketing is not natural. For example, perfect example is Alex Sheridan. He thinks it's natural to have a video guy follow you around. That's not natural. Nobody does that, right? So even creating a podcast is unnatural. It's I don't go about my life with lights and cameras around me, right?
Yeah.
So this stuff is gonna be weird. It's marketing. It's not your life. Now, if you want to sit down on the couch and have a conversation with your girlfriend or your wife or whoever at night and just talk about whatever and not even think about it, that's regular life.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing is marketing, you know? But I think people have this thing of like, everything should just be like so just chill and just like document everything, you know?
Yeah.
And that's your marketing is your life.
That's a really good point.
It's not your life.
Yeah.
It's marketing.
It should feel, it's part of it.
It should feel like you're trying a little bit, because you should be trying, because if it was fucking easy, then everybody would have a $1 billion business. But the reason why is because marketing is not easy, or else you would be as rich as you wanted to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's just reality, right? Like, I can market more than I already do, and then our business will be bigger.
Yeah.
But then that'll be 16 hours a day, and then I'll lose everything. You know, it's like, so like, yeah, guys, we're not trying to get you to become a marketer. We're just getting you to just do marketing-based stuff, like a couple hours a day, tops.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it's going to be a little bit weird and a little bit cringe and a couple personal stories that are like, should I even post this? Yes. Now, the extremes are the Alex Sheridans who we've had on our podcast, Shelby Claymaugh, extreme. These are people who it is natural to them. Even myself a little bit. A lot of this is pretty natural to me. But I've also done it thousands and thousands of times. So that's why it's natural.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're starting, it's not going to be natural. It's fine. It's cool.
Yeah. All yeah. Good. And look, I feel like a big thing that I've learned with marketing is that there's so many force multipliers that you can gain access to, so many things that can help get you to a higher level than your competitors. If you're just willing to sort of like feel a little bit, like you mentioned, to feel a little bit weird, to feel a little bit out of your element. And that's what a lot of this boils down to, whether we're talking about podcasting, whether we're talking about even getting somebody to help you with your strategy or...
Yep.
You know, sharing personal details about your life, your partner, whatever.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. There's so many competitors out there that are not willing to do that, or you said are waiting for for everything to come together to begin to do that.
Yes.
When you're doing that and you're feeling uncomfortable, you know, that's the admission price. Is like, that's the big part of the admission price. Is okay, cool. You can get editors and stuff like that. That's an expense over there, but a big part of it is like, am I okay just like sharing this and accepting that like maybe not everybody's going to think that it's cool. Maybe this isn't 100% cool. Maybe this isn't 100% sexy, but that's what it is supposed to be, you know?
Yes.
That's what's kind of cool about it, is that like if you got the balls to just sort of like step in there and be like, I'm beginning this, I'm not going to look perfect. Maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll be different. Maybe, you know, maybe it won't even look the same in a couple of years or something, but just biting that bullet's a big part of what can get you access to like profiles like yours, where it's like, how can I get people just DMing me and like begging me to be like, how can I get something like that? Well, it's just all these situations of you saying yes when other people are saying no.
Yep.
In terms of marketing.
You know? And you nailed it. They covered it perfectly. The other thing that on that point is when you do it more, it gets so much easier.
Yes, and the public speaking.
Dude, think about our first co-hosted episodes that even we did. Like, we've been doing this shit for a long time.
Yeah.
But these are so much better because we've done a lot of them.
And they're more polished, and you can speak about your brand.
I mean, I showed you the amount of draft posts that I have. That's not, you don't get more posts by not posting. Yeah. You just, once you write 5 a week, you end up writing 10, 20 a week just because.
And that's a muscle that develops over time.
Yep.
100%.
Once you go to the
gym. It's like shooting a basketball. Yeah, it's like, how does it become easier for you to start sitting? It's like, because you're building that, like that, those little tiny.
The micro muscles.
But you don't feel it. You don't feel it until, you know, writing a hook is sort of like just a natural thing. And you're not sitting there like just looking at the thing blank over and over again. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's a cool thing where it's like, I do understand like the time sync with that, but it's like, you have to understand that like, even when we're doing right now, this is polishing a bunch of different skills. And even if you have somebody setting up all the cameras or whatever, you're going to get experience with what this looks like, how much it costs, all the, you know, all of this stuff is experience you're soaking up on top of the actual work product that you're creating.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I would end it there, but I did promise them 3. So I'll give you the listener, the watcher, give you one more.
Yeah.
Easy top of funnel.
This is where timestamps come in, so you can just skip to the
dude, 100%. That's why we do this too. Mm-hmm. You know, if you listen to the whole thing, man, I can't love you more, really. But last one, platform. So LinkedIn, thing that I did, going to Six Flags, LinkedIn, marrying my wife, buying my business, selling my business, hiring my CFO, blah blah blah. Changed my life. Really, really easy top of funnel hook. Is this thing, person, place, theme, idea, changed my life?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a template. And
getting
then
a coach, that's a big one.
Hiring
help.
Hiring Jason Vanna changed my business. That's actually a post that I have.
Yeah.
Because, and it did. I spent, I hope he doesn't mind me saying, $1,200 for a call. By the way, for coaching guys, for anybody listening, if you're spending less than $500 on coaching, it's not it.
Mm-hmm.
I spent $1,200 and it changed our business, right? We now have this nice separation. We now have our funnel set up, which we'll go into later. But like, yeah, changed my business, changed my life, changed my results, changed my whatever.
Yeah.
X thing changed my Y thing. Boom, run with it. We're getting to time, but that's the last one, and it's super easy.
Yeah, yeah, and these could be negative things too.
If you're comfortable
sharing it, it doesn't need to be, you know, bankruptcy or prison or something like that. But I think a good failure story too, or even saying like, you know, in the circles that we run in with LinkedIn, the first position that I had my business in, you know, and I actually figured out that I don't need to talk to people with carpeting in their homes. I need to talk to people with hardwood in their homes, right? So it could be stuff like that, that, you know, whether maybe you have a marketing service and you're like, this taught me how important it is to pivot. And you're sort of saying maybe you should also pivot.
It is under your breath tone or message.
Yeah.
There's
so tell yourself
message,
that. Like,
but in the format of, hey, can I just tell you about this crazy thing that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yep. That's it. Yeah. And it keeps it really simple, and you get to target, and you can wrap it up with a nice CTA at the end if you want. And mm-hmm. That's fine. Let the call to action, which we didn't cover, which we will cover in other episodes. But if you want, what I've been doing too is let the call to action be something that they can just do in the moment. Because a really interesting call to action that I've been toying with is just a life changer or just a mindset switch on like, what would consider like P.S., has this changed your mind or what are your thoughts on this? Or
just
nice and easy call to action that's not getting them to buy anything or download anything or put in any information. Just ask if their mind was changed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Those conversations are, again, like it's, you never know when it's going to give and it leads to something that could be a long-term client or something like that. But yeah, like you said, opening up those conversations to hopefully change somebody's mind, to make them think a little bit more about their position and what they could do to, you know, just like you said, hiring a coach, and you know, at the same time, it's like, and then maybe you could hire me to change your life. Like,
yeah.
So even though it's
and
like,
then about 6 months later, after they go through the really cheap coach, and then they do a course, and then they do this, and then they watch Alex Ramosi, and then they go, my podcast still isn't generating any bread. All right, Ryan, let me book a call.
Yeah. And look, there's no content that you can make that's going to really change that person's.
We're doing it right now. Yeah. We're not selling anything here. Yeah. We're not going to sell you anything. We don't sell anything. Like, we just go, hey, here's some ideas. You like them? Great. Awesome. Here's some more. You want more? Like, that's all it is, man. It's very much affinity. It's very much trust. And it's very much, you know, the feedback that I get on my profile is just like transparency in terms of like, yeah, it just seems like you give it all away. Like, we do. We do. And I'm not asking you to buy. There's a time where I will, and that's your choice if you want to. But 98% of the time, take these ideas, run with them. And that's what you can do too with your marketing. Give people, what I always say, just give people ideas. Some people don't have ideas like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, we can go on a whole tangent about just that mm-hmm. piece in the instance of time. Anything else on the personal stories? I think we went pretty deep in.
Oh, like I said, man, if you could just really the headline here for somebody like me, because I feel my opinion's more valuable than yours because you are so natural at it. For me, I feel like my POV for anybody that's like, I would want to access this, but I feel too cringe doing it. I do get it. I feel cringe about myself daily about I feel cringe about things that I've done when I was 14 years
old. We're just humans, man.
So it's a natural part of it, but being able to bite that bullet and saying, like I said, saying yes to some of these opportunities, saying yes to being a little bit more dynamic when 9 out of 10 or 7 out of 10 or whatever it is of your competition is saying no. I mean, that's kind of cool, you know? That's it not is, a piece man. Of software. That's not a course you need to take. That's you sort of, you know, in a broad philosophical sense, you know, saying yes to like something that feels, you know, uncomfortable and weird at first blush, but could lead to more money or it could lead to better opportunities or an easier sales cycle or whatever it may be. So for people like me listening, a big component of this really is just being able to just take that actual step out there before you do anything else, before the clip editor, before the coaches, before any of that.
Yep.
So I think that's
before, during, after, you still have to do this. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, you, no matter what stage in the game you're at, when you write that post, you go, this is not something I would ever normally post. This feels really weird.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you hit post, nothing's going to happen. Yeah. Only upside. This is 100% upside.
And try and pinpoint that feeling 2 weeks later, right? Like,
oh, dude, guess what? Then you posted it. You forgot.
Yeah, you can't.
Months
you can't
later, actually, you go, oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so you can't hold on to
it. We've done it a bunch of times. If you're listening to this, you probably have too. So make a couple more personal
We're
posts.
Right there with you.
Yep. We're right there only with you. Do the thing that we advise everybody to do.
Yeah, and we eat our own dog food.
We're in the game. We eat our own dog food. We are climbing the mountain with you. On that note, the CTA for last episode was the audit.
Yes.
So we got, since then, got many people signing up for this audit, more than I can probably handle, which is actually exactly what we want. We just want to give people the strategies. Today, in the instance of creating some personal stuff and creating some personal stories and posts about it, maybe even a video about a personal story, Script Science, we'll toss that in the description. All that does is give you what we did in this episode, but 20 or 30 actual templates that you can use to write the hook of that post. Mm-hmm. It shows you how to make videos. It shows you, you know, it gives you an actual YouTube script that we use for our solo episodes. So
could also be text posts for LinkedIn too. Like a lot of like scripting, quote unquote, mm-hmm. or just writing down ideas for what an episode will be, that, you know, you could have a sentence that could be a hook for something that you write on LinkedIn too. So great for if you're still just doing copy and just chugging along with that. It's also great for that too, not just planning out a podcast episode if you don't already have that set up.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Going to be a lot of great ideas in there and things you can just farm, use for yourself. Always more ideas is better. Whittle it down. Get out there. Make a personal post. You know the deal.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate you, buddy.
Of course, man.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys next week.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.